And she entered. Right? She was young. A woman entered. Stand up. Go to her. Hold her hand. Kiss the hand in public. And bring her and make her sit in his place. What is this? And then people say Islam does not give the woman rights. And it's our fault. Because we don't know all this. And we don't know how to present it. SubhanAllah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And then she responded. When she does exactly the same thing to her. She grew up as a Muslim. Like the other daughters of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, they were born before Islam. She actually was very young when Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam became a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, her mother died. She was very young. Who raised her up? This is Sira. Good morning. Right? Who raised her up? This is why did the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Lala, next time we're going to do Sira. Where is brother Ammar? Why did the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam marry the Sayyida Sauda, the second wife? And she was much older than him. Because she helped him taking care of his children. So she actually was raised by her older sister and a Sayyida Sauda, her mother, her stepmother. And when she migrated to Medina, migrated with them, actually. She lived with her sister, Umm Kulthum, and then migrated with her and Sauda with Sayyidina Ali. He took them to Medina. Because the household of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam did not migrate with him. You all know that. He went only with Sayyidina Abu Bakr. And all went before him. And some, of course, went after him. Right? Now, Sayyidina Ali ibn Talib, again, he escorted her to Medina along with Sayyida Zainab and Sayyida Sauda. Now, she married him and she was very young. She was 15, as I said, and he was 21, right? And they got married, meaning the marriage was consummated when she was 18. He was very poor. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam prepared her for marriage. He didn't say he's very poor. What does he have? How she will live? No. He prepared her for marriage and he didn't look at poverty and she didn't look at poverty as an obstacle to get married. And he financially, alayhi salatu wasalam, helped them. SubhanAllah. Now, you know the famous story. How many of you love cleaning the house? No hand, zero. Love. I didn't say you have to. You have to is a different story. Right? But love. I can understand. Right? So she actually, you know this, I'm sure most of you know this story. So she was getting tired and her hand was like, shows the marks of cleaning and cooking and baking. So she went to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I need help. I'm done. I can't do this. Can't do this anymore. Right? She had children. Who are her children? Sayyidina al-Hasan and al-Husayn. Sayyida Shababi Ahli al-Jannah. They are the masters of the youth of Jannah. She is the master of the woman and they are the master. What is that? What family is that? Right? And her husband was given Jannah, one of the 10. SubhanAllah, what a lineage is this? So anyway, so she went to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and I can't do this anymore. I need help. Right? This is the most, now look how Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam responded. Many, many lessons. But let's get the story and then we'll get the lessons. So she went to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. I can't do this. This is too much. Right? Look at my hand. Now this is the part of him. Didn't we say? She's part of him. What did he say? What did he teach her? Say what? SubhanAllah. He said, say this 33 times. SubhanAllah والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر 34 times before you go to bed and things will be easy. What is the lessons you learn? Again, apply it to your life these days. We all busy, we have so many things to do, we get overwhelmed, so she's not the only one. She went to her father, and this is in Medina, and the father is the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And couldn't he call anybody and says, just go once a week, help her? Can he do that? Will you rush to help? Why didn't he do it? What is he teaching her? I need to hear it from you. It's related to yesterday and Friday. What is he teaching her? What is he teaching her? And this is when somebody asked, I think yesterday, how do we teach our children قلب السليم, right? Here you go. What was the lesson that he did not send the helper to her? Or he said, I'll come and help you. Don't worry, I'll talk to Ali and Sayyidina Ali will help you. No. Rely on Allah. But more important, definitely rely on Allah. What is he saying to her when he said, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. No one will make things easy except number one. Number two, few words. It all doesn't take less 2 minutes or 3 minutes. These are the adhkar we do after salah. This is the adhkar we do before we go to bed, right? You all know that. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. 33 times and the 34th time you say Allahu Akbar. What is he teaching her? And this is the lesson for everybody, myself number one. When you need something, the first thing you do is what? Turn to him. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask him. Ask him, even if you have all the means in the world. Alhamdulillah, he did, he could. But he taught her that no one will make your life easy. No one will help you except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What else he's reminding her? Remember yesterday, qalb al-salim. What did we say? One of the signs of al-qalb al-salim was what? He's always the person who has, she or he, the sound heart. They always, their heart is in constant, what? Dhikr, remember? Remembrance of Allah. What did he teach her? Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before you ask anybody, turn to him. And even if she is the most beloved person to you, he didn't say, it's okay, you know what, but I love her, I can't see her, I can't see her hand like this, let me just go and help her. No, what you teach outside, you teach inside. What you teach the people who are not related to you, you teach the people that is closest to you. What is also the famous statement he said? When he said, Wallahi, if Fatima bint Muhammad saraqat laqata'tu yadaha. You know this. When they say, when they came to him and one of the elite of Medina was accused of stealing. And this is after the ruling of cutting the hand. And they said, we have to cut his hand. And then this is a dignitary. So they came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Maybe he will change his mind because this is this person, that person. What did he say? If it was Fatima, the most beloved, the peace of me. But he didn't. He said, Wallahi, لو فاطمة بنت محمد سرقت لقطعت يدها. If it was Fatima, will steal, I'll cut her hand. Justice. You treat everybody the same. You teach everybody the same. Not because she's my daughter, I love her, or this is my son-in-law, this is whatever, I will need them in the future. So, no. So what he teaches people, he teaches in his house. And he practices it, alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. Later on, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam send her a servant. So he did not support her. But the first thing is the most important lesson. Learn who's Allah and rely on him. And then later on, they said when he was financially stable, he said, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, One time he got very angry because of her. Does anyone know the story? La, hi, Sira, we have to do it. It's mandatory in Kuala Lumpur. So Sayyidina Ali wanted to get married. And that's very norm in that day and age. Everybody, right? But the Rasul got angry. But it's halal. Why? Not because he loved her. Because who Sayyidina Ali was getting married to? He wanted to marry the daughter of Abu Jahl. And when the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, there's a hadith and I'll read it to you. He stood up and said the following. And she came to him, smart girl. When she heard that Ali is planning to get married to the daughter of Abu Jahl, she came to him and says, إن قومك يتحدثون أنك لا تغضب لبناتك وهذا علي ناكحا ابنة أبي جهل. People are saying that you do not get upset for your daughters. And here you go, Ali is going to go and marry the daughter of Abu Jahl. Smart woman. What did she say? She said things she knows Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam will not accept. She didn't say, I'm going to get hurt. And she was making it a drama, you know, and crying and the usual things we do. This is what we need as women, is you stand up for your right, but you stand up for right when it is right. She didn't say he's going to go and get married and I am the daughter of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. How dare he does that? No. She said, the talk of the town, that Ali is going to get married to the daughter of Abu Jahl. So who's going to be? Now remember, Sayyidina Ali is his cousin. So who's going to be the relatives of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam now by marriage? Now Abu Jahl. Well, you say Abu Jahl is his uncle. Yeah, but that's before Islam. Now it's a choice. So Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said the following. He said, first, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. He said, in the beginning, let me read this. So, I married my daughter, Zainab, to Abu Ibn al-As, Ibn Abi Rabi'a. And he spoke to me, and he was speaking the truth. Fatima bint Muhammad is part of me. I hate to see her faced with trouble. By Allah, the daughter of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. This is what he said. By Allah, the daughter of the messenger of Allah and the daughter of the enemy of Allah will never be joined together in marriage to a one man. By Allah, the daughter of the messenger of Allah and the daughter of the enemy of Allah will not be joined together in marriage to one man. And absolutely Sayyidina Ali did not do it. Why? It's not because this is his daughter. Because some people will say, well, it's the usual. Right? He married Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Why he didn't allow Sayyidina Ali? And you will hear this. And he explained to you. And it's all related to what? I want to hear it. Related to what? Oh, come on, I don't hear anything. To Allah, because he said the messenger, the daughter of the messenger of Allah and the daughter of the enemy of Allah will not be joined together with one man. What was the number one importance in his life, alayhi salatu wasalam? Because what you say reflect what's in your heart. As they say in the Arabic language, they say al-alsina مغاريف القلوب. The tongues are the spoon of the heart. The tongues are the spoon of the hearts. What you have in your heart is going to come out. And of course, Sayyidina Ali did not do it. When she died, he remarried, but he did not marry the daughter of Abu Jahl. She gave birth to four. She has four children. We know Sayyidina Al-Hasan wal-Husayn. What about the next two? She had Umm Kulthum and Zainab, same as her sisters. SubhanAllah, because both died. So she called her children after her sisters, the two elder sisters. Now, let me come to this one. Rasul, this is beautiful love of a father to a daughter and to the grandchildren. Please do this with your children. Again, mothers and fathers. So he was walking, alayhi salatu wasalam, in the road of Medina, and he was wearing like a cloak. Okay, who comes in? Al-Hasan. And he puts him under. And then Al-Husayn. And he put him under. You know, when you get very close, then Sayyida Fatima, he put her under. And Sayyidina Ali, I was like, where did they all fit? Don't ask me. In public. Why I'm saying in public? Because that's a hadith narrated and we are reading it. And then when he had them all under him, he recited the verse of the Quran. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمْ وَرِجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Allah said this in Surah Al-Ahzab. Verily Allah wants to remove all the impurity from you, people of the house. This is his household. وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. And he wants to purify you, complete purification. Last thing about her, and only her actually, is when he was dying, alayhi salatu wasalam. Now you can imagine what happened to her. So she entered and he was dying, alayhi salatu wasalam. She saw her mother died, her two older sisters died, and now her father. And going through the pain of death. And she says, oh, my distress for you, agony, my father. I feel for you, daddy. You are in pain. And I feel for you. And he said, there is no more pain on your father anymore. And then he called, and she was crying. And then he called her. And nobody knew what he said to her in her ears, and she starts smiling. Actually, he said, no, first he said, and she starts crying. That's what it says. She approached him, and he said something in her ears, and she starts crying. And then he said something in her ears, and she starts laughing. And then later on, Sayyida Aisha asked her, what did he say to you after he passed away? She said, he said to me in the first time, I think my time, my term is near. So be fearful of Allah and be steadfast. What an advice. He's dying. It's Sayyida Fatima, woman of paradise. Woman of paradise. He said the hadith, and he said, fearful of Allah and be steadfast. And then he said, and you should be the first one of my family who will follow me. She died 6 months later. May Allah be pleased with her. She really cried heavily when he died. And then they took him for burial. This is very famous also, moment. So they took him for burial and was buried by his family, washed and buried by his family. They came back. She was crying. She looked at them and says, how could you even do it? And she was in pain. How can you throw the dust on him? So you can imagine the emotions at that moment. And look at the Sahaba. Ya Allah, what faith they had. Now you need to feel this. This is a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam just died. The death of a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was the worst calamity the Muslim Ummah ever faced. That's it. Not because they only lost him, but number one, there is no more Quran. Once he died, no more Quran. So here they came, right? And she was crying, including her husband, because Sayyidina Ali was one of the people. And she was crying in pain. How can you do that? طَابَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ أَن تَحُثُّ التُّرَابَ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. How did your nafs, how did your soul allowed you to put dust on him? What did they answer? That's faith. That's certainty. They said, he taught us that. He taught us that. That's sunnah. That's how you follow the sunnah. That's how you look at the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. In the lowest, most painful moment, the sunnah was number one. And this is a daughter who is absolutely sad for her father. SubhanAllah. And then he said, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, you know this, the prophets do not leave any inheritance. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr did not give her anything. And she was not happy. What did the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam anyway had? But anything. And she was upset with him. And then again, applying the sunnah and applying his teaching. And he said, that's what he taught us. Al-anbiya'u la yuwarithun. The prophets will not leave any inheritance. She passed, may Allah be pleased with her, 6 months after Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. She also passed in Ramadan. 27 night of Ramadan. 27 night of Ramadan, 11 year after Hijrah. And she was 28 only. SubhanAllah, she was buried in Al-Baqiyah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with her, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make her a model to all of us to follow. And I want you now to think again why she was one of them, the woman of paradise. May Allah make us again follow her footsteps, and may Allah make us, Ya Rabbi Ameen, from those people who listen to the word of admonition and follow, listen, learn, and follow the best of it. InshaAllah, in the next session, we will cover the other two women, the best women of Jannah, bi-idhnillah. And I actually just met a beautiful Khadija and a beautiful Maryam. And they were so focused. I asked them, what did we talk about? I'm sure if I asked you, I don't know what you will answer me. But they definitely answered, Tabarakallah. May Allah protect them. One is 10 years of age and the other one is 8. Yes, and they are the daughters of the Qari'. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him for the beautiful recitation. So this also teaches you. Remember, I'm going to keep reminding you. Everything comes from Allah as a message. And everything we learn from the children is like sponges. They absorb. Exactly. When I asked Khadija, did you attend? She said, yes, I attended. And I said, what did you learn? Oh, the story of the marriage of Sayyid of Khadija with the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. I was like, whoa. 10 years of age. So what you do, what you say in your homes, the children may not say anything, but they listen. And they absorb. And again, the best way of teaching is by example. Walk the talk, as we say always in the United States. In everything, by the way. Even in medicine, they tell you this. Is you what you want to do, what you want to teach, you do it first. Basically, when we do procedures, like in medicine, we say, see one, do one, and teach one. So be careful when you're around your children. What you are watching, they will notice. What you are saying, they will notice. And they will copy and paste. And may Allah protect all the children, Ya Rabbi Ameen. Now the next one we're going to be covering is one of my personal favorite, actually. Of course, we have not met her, anyone, but it's Sayyida Maryam. SubhanAllah. And Sayyida Maryam is very different from the two stories and the two women that we covered, simply because she's not related to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Neither a daughter nor a wife. But what is so special about Sayyida Maryam? Can anyone tell me? The only woman name that is mentioned in the Quran is Maryam. The mother of Sayyidina Musa, no name. وَأُحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ. And we have revealed to the mother of Musa, no name. The daughters of Sayyidina Shu'aib, right? جَاءَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَىٰ اسْتِحْيَاءَ. One of them came walking with humbleness. Who is she? We don't know the name. All the names, all the woman referred to in the Quran, there is no name except Sayyida Maryam. Sayyida Zainab bin Jahsh, the wife of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, her name is not mentioned, but the story is mentioned. فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ مِّنْهَا وَطَرَى. When Zayd, when the marriage or between Zayd and her, her is Sayyida Zainab, but no name. Subhanallah, there's so many women referred to, but no name. And that last one which we're going to be covering is the wife of Fir'aun. No name. Mara'atu Fir'aun, that's how it is usually referred to in the Quran. The wife of Fir'aun, but no name. Except Sayyida Maryam. Her name is mentioned. Subhanallah. Not only her name is mentioned, but what also mentioned? A whole chapter of the Quran is by her name. You don't have Surah Musa in the Quran. You don't. You have Surah Ibrahim. You have Surah Muhammad. Right? You have Surah Nuh. You have Surah Hud. And you have Surah Maryam. Unique, special. That's what it is. She is that. She has that much status with Allah that Allah identified her by a whole chapter in the Quran in her name. Although that chapter, for those of you who know the Quran, all the names of the prophets are mentioned. Starts by Sayyidina Zakariya, Sayyidina Ibrahim is mentioned, Sayyidina Musa is mentioned, Ismail, Idris, all of them. It's her name. So Sayyida Maryam, and Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is another hadith, and he said, خَيْرُ نِسَائِهَا إِبْنَةُ عِمْرَانِ وَخَيْرُ نِسَائِهَا خَدِيجَةِ. They say the best of the woman, of their, of its woman or their woman is Maryam, and the best of their woman is Khadija. And they said, what does that mean? They said, the best woman in her time is Maryam, and the best woman in her time is Sayyida Khadija. Are we the best woman in our time? Inshallah, I love inshallah. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. As Allah said in Surah Al-Kahf, don't say I'm going to do something tomorrow unless Allah wills. How many years I lived and you lived, am I categorized as the best woman of her time? What did she do? That's the thing, isn't it? Just not a title. I have to earn the title, let alone the title is given to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is some, and you may hear this, and this is why I am actually mentioning it. Some reports, they say that Sayyida Maryam was a prophet. And this is not correct. This is a weak opinion, very weak. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَإِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ. And we have not sent before you, but men, and we reveal to them. And the reason some scholars said that she is a prophet is because she was revealed. Allah talked to her. Sayyidina Jibreel talked to her. So they said, well, Sayyidina Jibreel talked to her, so she could be. But the correct opinion, she is not. Does it really matter? If enough for me, my name is mentioned in the Quran more than 50 times. Maryam ibnata Imran. You repeat this. Maryam ibnata Imran. And sometimes not her name, but she was referred to, وَالَّتِي أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا, the woman, that she who guarded her private part. Subhanallah. So she is names, right? And guess what? I actually looked in the non-Islamic sources. So I wanted to see what the others say about her also. It's not only us. Subhanallah. One of the titles she had, we call her a Sayyida Maryam, right? Norm, which basically means Our Lady. And that's actually what the Christian also called her, Our Lady. To me, this is why actually I feel a special connection with her. Because what did Allah describe her? Repeatedly in the Quran, كانت من القانتين. The, what The Sheikh recited in the beginning of today's session is actually this verse. It's the end of Surah Al-Tahrim. The four women Allah mentioned. The three without name. It's only Maryam, Sayyida Maryam. Right? ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا. Allah gave a parable لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا to the disbeliever. امْرَأَةَ نُوحٍ وَمْرَأَةَ لُوطٍ. The wife of Noah and the wife of Lot. كَانَتَا تَحْتَ عَبْدَيْنِ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا صَالِحَيْنِ فَخَانَتَاهُمَا فَقِيلَ ادْخُلَا النَّارَ مَعَ الدَّاخِلِينَ. They were under the care, living together with a very righteous man. She is the wife of Sayyidina Nuh and the wife of Sayyidina Lot. But they betrayed them. And they said, go to Jahannam with those who is entering Jahannam. It doesn't matter who's your husband. It doesn't matter who's your father. Nothing will help on the Day of Judgment except my and your deed.